This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. I was almost late for the show.
Yeah, we were getting a little worried. A
lot of high-level talks going on in the hallway.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can't have a high-level talk without me. You all know this. So, no, just discussing all the changes and all the things and just like, so it's going to be an exciting couple of weeks. Nice. Just reminding you, hello, John Hancock.
Hey, buddy.
Just reminding you that Monday, right? Next Monday, yep. 1 week from today, yep. We flip the giant switch and we go to 104.1 FM. We retain 1120. So for all of our friends out there, you know, sort of in the hinterlands of St. Louis that can't pick up any of the FM signals, 1120 isn't going anywhere. We're still going to be on 102.5 HD if you guys were smart enough to figure all that stuff out in your cars and in your homes. And then the Odyssey app will always be available to you. But the good thing is, a lot of you have used the Odyssey app because 1120 sounded, you know, subpar, and 104.1 FM is going to sound great. It'll sound just as good or better than the Odyssey app. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good, good.
I'm excited. And so it'll sound to them the way it sounds to us with the headphones on.
It's a great way to put it.
Yep.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. Yes. Which is just, my Lord. I mean, we're just discussing it, all the ins and outs and all the big corporate, you know, muckety mucks and how many years past what we should be this is. I mean, I've been up Steve's butt for 5 years. Steve's been up, you know, everyone else's
Steve's
butt.
Steve's been working on this forever.
Before he ever met me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's exciting. Should be there's a lot to get done. I was just talking to Steve about all the things that need to get done before Monday and before opening day, and thank God I don't have to do any of it because it is just, that does not sound fun. Hello, Jake. Hello, Jason. We are streaming on Facebook. We're streaming on YouTube. Wheeler is out one more day. He's having a dork weekend, right? He's in Chicago doing baseball, fantasy.
Yeah, and from what I understand, drafts. Fantasy baseball is incredibly involved.
Yeah, like, it's every day.
Multiple times a day.
Every day,
yes. I took a look at it one time, and I'm like, no. No, thank you. No, thank you. Aim, how was your trip?
It was awesome.
Good.
Yeah, love it. Alpine skied 3 days, cross-country skied 1 day, and snowshoed 1 day.
I didn't realize you were a big skier.
Yeah, well, I mean, not big skier in the sense of when I was like, in my late teens, early 20s, went several years in a row with my family, then didn't go for almost 20 years, but I've been the last 3 years. And
kinda
I
like riding a bike.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, too, like having played hockey all those years, I ski, I don't board. So it's kind of the same motion. You know, I think if you're relatively, just kind of comfortable with that motion, you'll be okay. I'm not impressing anybody, but I love it. Yeah.
The only time I've skied was when I was 25 or 26 and went out to Breckenridge in the middle of the winter with a friend in my old beater pickup.
Mm-hmm.
the kind of thing you only do when you're 25.
Yeah.
Right? And went straight to the top of a green. That's the lowest level,
it's
right?
The easiest.
Yes.
No lessons.
No lessons.
Wow.
No bunny slope. No nothing. And I had tried to water ski once before where it's tough to stand up. So I thought it would be like that. I thought I would go 20 yards and fall down. Mm. And about half a mile down the slope later,
yeah.
I'm going about 55 miles an hour.
Whoa.
But I didn't know how to turn or stop.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hit a little train of kindergartners and just sent them like bowling pins, and people were yelling a-hole at me and stuff,
oh, yeah.
which I totally was.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know. And I finally just dove, and I put my skis on my shoulder and started walking down the hill. And
really?
I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'll see you at the bar. But then I got back, and we were there like 4 days. But I really remember more than any other athletic thing I've ever done when it kicked in.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, okay, you kind of lean this way, and you kind of lean that way. And then it was fun. Now, I never went above a green because I'm scared S-less of like inclines and declines, which skiing's not great for that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You don't want to become Sonny Bono out there. I'll tell
right.
You
well, that's like, so.
You can really get hurt.
Yeah, you can.
I'll do the black diamonds, and whoa. I'm comfortable with blue moguls. I'll do black diamonds. I'm not a huge, I don't
yikes.
Really like the black diamonds with moguls, but there were some back bowls, and you sometimes, like, you get to the top of the mountain, but then you have to hike. Like, you take your skis off, and you hike in your boots to, like, a back bowl, which is all black diamonds. And some people are like, come on with us. Come do this. I didn't know them. I met them on the lift. Because I was like, well, I don't want to hike and do a new bowl by myself, right? So the people invited me, and they said, yeah, they go, that bowl over there is a little tight, meaning it's a black diamond, but it's through the trees. And that is what I thought, John. I go,
wow.
I don't want to be Sonny Bono this week.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a, it's dark, but it's true, because some of them are tighter than others. And then there was another bowl that was pretty far open, but it was fun. In Keystone, they just opened, but it's a relatively new bowl, which is a lot of blues, which was a lot of fun.
I haven't had a black bowl since college.
Is that your haircut?
Yeah.
So you were solo for the trip?
I was.
I'm so intrigued and proud.
Well, what happened was at the last minute, I had several Epic Pass tickets, lift tickets left. I had like 3 days left. And
those
are things
expensive.
Are worth, if you were to buy them now, face value is $1,000
yeah.
for the three of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was
use it
or lose it. So I kid you not, on Saturday morning, I had talked to Steve and go, if I do this, can we make it work? And we were kind of moving things around because it wasn't supposed to be this past week. It was supposed to be at the end of the month. Obviously not a good time.
Yeah.
So Saturday morning, I'm like, I'm doing it. I booked my place in Keystone, threw a bunch of stuff in my Subaru, and I just took off. I drove to Colorado solo, and I, like I said, skied. I've always wanted to cross-country ski, and so I took a lesson because there is an art to cross-country skiing, and I stayed in Keystone, but I cross-country skied in Breck, and then I snowshoed one day. I've always wanted to snowshoe, and it was just, skiing by yourself is fun, too, because you're never waiting in lines, because there is a There are the ropes for the ski lift, and then way off to the side is one that says singles, because a ski lift can hold 4, 5, or 6 people, and a lot of times you have groups of 4 or 5, and, you know, you don't want to break up your group, so I just hopped on, and you meet all kinds of people on the ski lift, and I mean, when I say I skied a lot, Thursday was my last day, and because I wasn't waiting for anybody, and because I could ski and I didn't have to wait in line, I took 18 lifts, and it tracked 40 miles and like 30,000 feet of elevation.
I didn't drive 40 miles.
No.
Yeah. So it was really fun. It was a new experience for me, and it was so much fun.
So Keystone, you pictured the main coming down where the gondolas
gondola.
Are.
Yep.
That building right there is where we stay.
Yeah.
And my buddy's selling it. Which
oh,
is very
man.
Sad.
Very sad. Yeah.
I can't ride in its coattails anymore.
So guess what? I got to Keystone and I had booked it. Remember? Like, well, I left later on Saturday than I wanted, so I stopped in Kansas, spent the night, and then made it all the way to Colorado early Sunday morning. But because I had booked so last minute, there weren't a lot of options, and it was a bigger condo than I needed. It's like a 2-bedroom condo. But I got there, and there was kind of an issue with the room. And I'm like, hey, this is not going to work.
Cockroaches
so,
in there?
So there was just something that was just like little grossed out stains, let's just say, that kind of like weirded me out.
Ooh.
And so I went to the office of the place and I said, listen, this is not doable for me. I'm so sorry, but I can't do it. And I took pictures and they were incredibly apologetic. They said, okay, well, we can downgrade you to a one-bedroom condo, but we can't give you a refund. They go, or we can upgrade you, but it's you're going to have to pay the difference. I'm like, okay. And the upgrade was to a three-bedroom, three-bathroom, 2,000-square-foot home at the base of the River Run Village.
So that's what you did.
In Keystone. And I go, well, how much? And they go, well, $200. I go, a night? And they're like, no, total.
Oh.
And I said, absolutely.
Wow.
And I had this amazing home with
that
this beautiful
out.
Deck.
Did you have a favorite bathroom in the place?
I know. I did. It was
did you
the
use
upstairs.
Them all?
No, I didn't use them all.
Oh, you got to use them all.
I mean, if you got it, you know, use it.
Well,
you
not only that, but I had, remember, I drove there. I had my own single car heated garage. So I could pull my car in. And then when I left my, it was heated. So your skis and your boots are in the garage. And every morning I woke up, walked into my own garage. I grabbed my skis and I walked, you know, 50 yards to the River Run gondola. And it was actually fun because even though you're close, you get in the back bowls. You don't want to go all the way back home. So it was my first time skiing with a backpack. I had food and water and all sorts of stuff, skied with a backpack. And it was the first time I turned on like music. And I would just, not a lot because I actually don't really like skiing with music. I just wanted to do it once. And it was really fun.
See something else, didn't she, Dave?
Oh, Andrew, this sounds like one of your trips. It all went so swimmingly well.
I'm a little jealous.
It was fun.
That's great.
It was really so cool. Much fun. Yeah.
I went to a wedding.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're in second place as it stands.
I haven't told you about this wedding yet.
Uh-oh.
It was in West Palm Beach. And this young guy that I was his baseball coach, I've known him since he was a kid. And he and my son are close friends. And we get invited to this wedding. He's marrying, I don't know what this guy does for a living, but he and his parents, so the bride's grandparents, they both have these massive estates on the Intercoastal.
Oh my
and
gosh.
That's where the reception was. So it was just breathtaking, just gorgeous. And of course, I got a picture with me and Georgianne at this great wedding. It looked like I'm on my way to a father-daughter dance.
With Georgianne?
Yeah. 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 I told somebody, you know, she is now the exact same size she was the day we were married.
Aww.
Wow.
Which is amazing. And I am the exact same size the head table was the day we were married.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. But it was fun. I mean, what a gorgeous setting, that thing. Wow.
Jeez.
I wonder what they spent on
it. I got to make up something I did over the weekend real fast.
I know. I'm trying to think of something myself.
Yeah, when I've never contemplated going on a trip by myself because I don't like being by myself anywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I've been in Colorado, I've always thought it.
Yeah.
But when I went with Phoebe and her friend this last time, it was a lot like being alone.
Yeah.
Because they were doing their thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't dig this so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then again, I don't ski. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The skiing, definitely the big part of it. It's just, it's so beautiful out
What's
there.
What's the place out in Eureka?
Hidden Valley, is the Epic Pass, by the way. They're like, well, if you buy this Epic Pass next year, you can have unlimited time at Hidden Valley.
I thought it would be a good idea to take my daughter there when she was about 12. It was not a good idea.
Yeah, my skier friends say that it's harder to ski there than it is in Colorado to some extent.
Okay.
Because it's icy, because the Keystone didn't get any snow the entire time I was there until the last day when I left, which actually changed my travel plans because of the snow they got. Vail was closed and all that, but the road to Vail, excuse me. But the Thursday, the last day, it was actually pretty icy. Even, you know, the corduroy lines where they groom it, it's called corduroy. So all the corduroy lines were like icy and your skis were just going click, 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 click. And then as the day warmed up, then some of the snow turned to slush. So you'd go click, 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 you're flying, and then you'd hit the slush and slow down. And I'm like, this is the day I break a leg, probably.
Does anybody else need a glossary listening to this?
Yes.
Between the bowls and the corduroys and the, wow.
I don't know how you did it with your ankle.
I know.
Well, it was the boot. It was, I can't run. And it was the first day I put my foot in the boot. Pointing my toe is actually the worst. So at first I thought, oh my gosh, I can't get this boot on. But once, literally, my ankle has not felt this good because all day long it was literally like being in a boot again because your ankles aren't bending. And my PT said, you'll be fine skiing. The boot will be great because you're not moving your ankle, except don't do any moguls. And he was right. And I forgot that until the last day. And then there was just these new runs that I had never done. And they were so much fun. But that I could feel. But
those,
as long as you...
moguls will get you every
the
time.
Moguls will get you. But
I heard that.
In the boot.
Yep.
In the boot, my ankle felt great because it's protected.
I did have a moment like that over my weekend. I got off the couch real fast, got a little dizzy.
Exactly. Exactly. You fall over.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 123. Once again, we are 1 month, 1 month, 1 week away. I'm sure Steve wishes it was 1 month. 1 week away from going to FM, which we have dreamt about and pushed for decades, and definitely for the past 5 years since I've been on the signal. So that is next Monday when you tune in the morning. We will be on 104.1, 104.1 FM. Mm-hmm. God, there's so many numbers.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. I had to think three times before I said it.
Oh, man. Rach, what's the show that you're having trouble sticking with?
Did I put something like that on there?
I guess that was Wheeler.
I think that was Wheeler.
Nope, sorry. That was Wheeler.
Yeah, typical Wheeler. Can't even stick with the show.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was like, I don't think I wrote
giving
that.
Giving me ideas on the days he's not here.
Uh-huh.
How dare he?
I will tell you about shows, though. A lot of streaming services are starting to tap YouTube creators to start creating television shows. I don't know if you guys have heard of Beast Games, the Mr. Beast game show that's on Amazon Prime. And an interesting thing I read about that is that 60% of Amazon Prime viewers have viewed at least one episode of that television show.
Wow.
Yeah, that show has already made Amazon a $100 million profit.
Oof.
That's just crazy.
That
it
one
is.
Show.
I mean, that's crazy.
And, is it that good of a show?
No, I mean, no. It's basically like made for kids. If you've ever seen a Mr. Beast YouTube video, it's very much geared towards children, but it's simple to watch, it's easy to watch, so it's just kind of like the ultimate like mindless programming to throw on in the background.
What is this guy, like Miss Rachel or something?
He is not Miss quite Rachel? Like Miss Rachel.
Wait, what's Miss Rachel?
She's like a very sweet like preschool teacher.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know about Miss Rachel?
No.
Oh man, she's done very well.
She has and she's being tapped to do I think a show for Netflix.
See
actually
there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's great.
You know what I'm figuring out?
Learning the colors.
After 25 years in entertainment, and it's terrible for me, is you have to be either very, very second grade simple or a bomb thrower today.
Yeah.
And this show's not simple, and we're not bomb throwers, and we have it's a good show, big show,
very well.
Big following.
Yeah.
But to like be big nationally, a show like this would never do it. It's too nuanced. It's too like you have to pay attention. Am I making any sense?
Well, your motto when you first started was "I get it," right? People
yeah.
call in and say,
"Not everyone will."
This is a show that you get,
yeah.
And I know that when you guys, I can't believe it's been 5 years that you've been at KMOX, but I mean, this is a really good show. The whole mix of personalities and the breadth of stuff you talk about, the weaving in and out the comedy with the heavy, you know, there isn't another program like this in this market.
Yeah, I can admit I get jealous and angry when I see people who are quote unquote above me on the ladder,
right?
Substantially above me,
yeah.
Who appear to have no talent, who just yell, and people love to hear them yell. And it's like, seriously, this is all I had to do is just yell, just.
Or what if you could have
embarrass
been
people?
The Gangnam Style guy?
Right.
You do that one thing.
Which is ironic because I used to do that all the time.
Right.
And then I saw him, I'm like, oh, this is just great.
You made so many of those songs.
Yeah, it's just sort of, we're in a weird time. And I don't have young people reach out to me all the time who want to do what I do, but I run into people and they're like, what's next? I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Do you encourage folks to go into radio these days?
No. I encourage them if they want to be an entertainer.
Yeah.
And I saw a TikTok. TikTok thinks I'm a third year surgical resident, John.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so I kind of am. And I've seen this a lot. Surgeons say, if anyone wants to be a surgeon, but you can do anything else. Go do it.
Wow.
And I sort of feel that way about entertainment because it is a tough row to hoe. So if you can go be an accountant, you probably should be the funniest accountant because not that many people make it, especially today. But I encourage people who are entertaining. I don't know that radio is the right vehicle. I don't even know if podcasting is the right vehicle.
Right.
But if you're entertaining and you have a belly fire to do it, you'll find your place. You'll find your way. That's what I tell Rachel every day. Welcome back, guys. DGM.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As both Ranji and Wheeler are out. Coincidence.
Is Ranji still sick?
I didn't know he was sick until I thought he was in Chicago. But I think he is home, and I think he started feeling better yesterday, he said.
Okay. Poor guy.
Do we know which version he had?
He, I was like, you're sick? I thought you were in Chicago. He said, no. He goes, I don't know if it was food poisoning or norovirus, okay. But he said he thinks it was food poisoning because everything kind of stopped that
pretty
day.
Quick.
Yeah. Yikes.
What a bad position to be in. And we've all, once you live a certain amount of decades on the earth, you've had that where you're like, I'm not sure, it could have been food poisoning. Like when you're just both ends for 12 hours, you know?
Not good.
But the food poisoning, I've always found, is more violent and like leg achy and things like that. Oh. But then when it goes away, it goes away. So the worst one I've ever had was seasick. That was the worst nausea.
That's what I've heard, that the seasick or motion sickness, my friend was on a plane and it was like a very small plane, you know? And the same thing with like Annie Fry and Mark Rudin when they were in Up with the Blue Angels. When you land, you don't get better right away. It's like 36 hours minimum before you're not sick. That sounds awful. Like seasick.
Hey, Andrew, did you ever put me in to go with the Blue Angels?
I put you in. I didn't hear much and I didn't push it because...
perfect.
You know, yeah.
Well, that's perfect.
I think if it would have, you know, been time to go up there, Dave might have been feeling a little...
Yeah, I would have, if the selection had moved forward, I might have urged you not to do it because it doesn't look like a lot
it's
of...
It's why you have a family, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I told my family that I was going to do this, they literally laughed. They're like, not just ha-ha, like they were like doubled over belly laughing.
Yeah.
They're like, you, the guy who ruins everyone's flight on a Southwest flight to Colorado because you're like Bill Shatner from Twilight Zone, you're going to go up with the Blue Angels. And as soon as I said it, I'm like, what have I done? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I went to Andrew the next day, and I very coquettishly said, like, oh, you could kind of hold off on that. We'll give someone else.
It was best case scenario. You put your name in, and they didn't follow up, so it's not your fault.
I tried.
You tried.
You did everything you could do.
Yeah.
I tried to be a Blue Angel. Rach, what gave the Strong Dave vibes?
Oh, people were talking on Twitter about how many women, apparently many wives and mothers, will fantasize about a stay in the hospital for like 3 days or more, saying like, oh, it would be so great. I would get a break. Nothing. No one would expect anything from me. I would just be laying in the hospital bed. And of course, people reacted like, I'm so sorry you feel this way. This is so tragic. But it just made me think of you, Dave, and your fantasy of getting shot at work.
Yeah. I feel like it's slightly different, but you're right.
Maybe the wives and mothers yearning for this is a little bit of a different vibe, but it took me to the same place in my head.
Yeah,
a different vibe than the bullet traveling through Rachel.
Yeah,
it goes, Dave.
No, Rachel's just gone.
I'm just dead. It's the first thing that happens
in every single version of that fantasy. And I don't know why. I love Rachel. I don't know. And she's like,
it doesn't seem like it from this daydream of yours.
I'm not the shooter.
I think to Rachel's point about the moms just like needing a break, because you always hear like, I can't even go to the bathroom, right, without someone, you know, one of the kids running in. And I love this phrase. It's hilarious. And motherhood's a blessing and all of that. But like, it's funny. They said being a mom is like slowly being pecked to death by chickens.
That's great.
I feel like that's so funny.
That's
mom,
great.
Mom.
It's funny because on I don't have any little kids in my life anymore, but I'll see them on TikTok. And it really does. I've never given birth to a baby, but as I understand it, you kind of forget the pain, at least enough to do it again.
Right.
And so when I think of Phoebe and Nick and their childhoods, it's perfect. It was just the best. Mm-hmm. And then I see these little kids throwing temper tantrums at Target. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I forgot about that part. That's funny. Yeah, apropos of my fantasizing about active shooters and things like that, one of the greatest eras ever was like the Jackie Gleason era, okay? Huge television star in the 50s. And he would get exhausted and he would go to this hospital in Beverly Hills and just check himself in for a week. And they would bring him food from the Brown Derby and his friends would come hang out in his room and they would smoke and they would eat and he would wear like a hospital robe. He was fine. He was just tired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he would just go do that. That sounds fantastic.
Well, and I think that's why there was so much fear with COVID, so much uncertainty that I don't ever want that back. However, the slowed down lifestyle that it forced upon all of us.
Can't do anything.
I actually missed that. Like, I never spent so much time with my family. You know, we sat on the back porch. I don't think I've sat on the back porch and just sat and enjoyed it since
COVID. Made everybody slow down. It made everyone look like it was the 70s again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, I am not downplaying how awful it was. I'm just saying in those moments, you know, if if you hadn't lost anyone to COVID or you just were forced to slow down, I like a slower pace.
Yeah. What do you make of this? So being 60, one of the great things about being 60 is I'm kind of invisible and irrelevant. No. It's good. It's fine. And you'll see what I'm saying when I tell you the story. I've been seeing this story pop up over and over again online and on TikTok and stuff. And it's 20-somethings saying to 30-somethings, not 50,
yeah.
30-somethings, why are you going out on St. Patrick's Day? It's so cringe. Like, you're 30.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be doing your finances or something? And I'm like, that's half my age. Like, do you get any of that?
No, but I mean, I don't hang out with that many 20-year-olds, like, outside of work and the great Gen Z people who work here. But I see stuff like that online. I do think that maybe the younger generations have really internalized our fear of aging that we all seem to collectively have. Where it's like, if all the time on TV, all you see is like, you got to get this done to your face because you look terrible if you don't. Or the worst thing you could ever do is get old.
That's so interesting.
People are going to take that in.
I hadn't thought of it until you just said it, but I really didn't think about aging much at all until I was 50.
Uh-huh.
And now it's happening in their 20s You're right. and 30s.
Yeah, but I just think advertising is targeting people sooner and sooner. You hear of the term baby Botox, and that's girls getting Botox in their 20s before they need it as a preventative measure. I'm not even sure if that works, but it is pretty pretty widespread, actually.
Yeah, it is.
So do you guys think, in general, like, if you were at St. Patrick's Day, a celebration going on now in Dogtown, and someone my age is there drinking, do you just go, life's short, live it up, every time you get a chance to have a good time, have a good time, or do you silently judge?
I wouldn't care at all unless they were being obnoxious. And then I might be like, what are you doing? But if you're just there having a normal one, like, I don't care what you do.
Oh, yeah, it's not age-based at all. Like, if you're 23 and you're just drunk and obnoxious, yeah, I'm judging you. I'm like, that guy is an idiot. If you're 60, 70, 55, no, I'm not judging at all based on age. Yeah, that doesn't ever cross my mind. It's all about how are you conducting yourself, because some people are just obnoxious.
Yeah, my theory is, not being much of a drinker anymore, first of all, there are few things more unpleasant than being around a drunk person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how old you are or the scenario. Mm-hmm. And I say that having been that obnoxious drunk person many, many times in my life. So I'm not in an ivory tower. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, when you're drunk, you're obnoxious. Like, you don't think you are. It's like the Homer Simpson, like, I'm the funniest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. You're not. I just, when you are not drunk, that's the only thing that makes drunkenness survivable.
Yeah.
Is when you're drunk too. Right? Because then you're we're having so much fun.
Yeah.
We're having the time of our lives. We're the coolest people in the world. But when you're designated driver or just someone, it's rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always think of Wheels, who has never been a drinker either, and he talks about, you know, like, being at Miami when everyone else was partying. And I always wonder, like, didn't that get annoying?
Yeah.
But maybe whenever you're in college, it's not.
But Wheels is a one-off.
That's true.
You know that he would still probably be the weirdest guy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if everyone was S-faced.
Because I've never been drunk, but I would always just leave. Like, my friends would joke, like, there's one guy, he'd go like, well, this is about the time when Amy leaves, because I'm like, I have no desire to be around my friends when they're drunk, not only because, like you said, drunk people are obnoxious, but I also didn't like to see my friends drunk because it was just stupid.
Weird.
It was weird. So yeah, I would always just leave early. Plus, all it takes is, like, suddenly you become the babysitter. And one time I stayed a little too long, right? So people were getting drunk and one of my friends was going to leave. Well, everyone was drunk, so they weren't stopping him from grabbing his car keys. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to babysit this guy now. And I'm like, hey, why don't, you know, I don't think you should drive. And he was, he was an angry drunk and he got so mad and he yelled at me and I'm like, I can't let him take his keys. So then I just was like killing time and babysitting and I thought, this is awful.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Hey, I did a good deed over the weekend.
What's that?
Nick came by. We were heading out to meet the girls and he said, there's a lady on your sidewalk and she didn't look great.
Ooh.
And I live next to a park and I go out there and there's this woman. And she's sitting Indian style, you know, crisscross applesauce, and she does not look good at all. And so I'm trying to talk to her, and she couldn't even tell me her name or anything. And like, I don't know where this thing's going. And turns out that her six-year-old son had fallen off the monkey bars, and she thought broken his arm. And he was with her mother-in-law. So grandma's with the child, and you can hear this kid screaming. And so I got her a glass of ice water and a cold compress and just, you know, what can we do? And her car was down the street. Her mom lives down the street. But yeah, so we kind of nursed her back to health and we walked her to her car and then drove over to her. And I got to carry her son and put him in the baby seat. And then the grandma drove by yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like I was just walking out to my car, and she's like, "Hey, you're the guy." So that was kind of I'm very sorry that the kid broke his arm, and he did. Like he broke like right there, snap.
Yeah.
But this poor woman was running back to her car, and she says that she gets lightheaded from injuries.
Oh,
so there's her poor little 6-year old with probably a snapped, wrist. So yeah, that was exciting.
Well, I'm glad you were able to help, Dave. That's really nice. You always find yourself in situations like that.
Don't I?
Yes.
It has marked my life. It's really, really weird. Maybe God's trying to just give me a little extra credit points.
Maybe.
You know, like, try this. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Coming up at the top of the hour, this is pretty cool. Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez was on with us a couple weeks ago, Rach, and we all hit it off. And she talked about a gentleman, Mark Harder, from St. Louis County, who she was kind of intrigued by and thought that they could have a meeting of the minds. And Andrew sort of introduced them, and they've been talking, and they're both going to be here live in studio at the top of the hour. I'm not even sure exactly what topics we're talking about, but that's pretty cool. To have a city alder person and a St. Louis County council person, that's pretty fun. Looking forward to that. I'm glad you're back, Aime, because I wanted to talk to you about this crazy story about the guy who won the marathon. Have you seen this? His second marathon. He ran 2:07 and won, like, it's not the New York Marathon, but he won some big marathon.
Okay.
He was the first American to win this marathon since the 90s.
Oh, the LA Marathon.
There you go.
Yes.
And this was his second marathon.
Yeah.
The second one he's ever completed. He ran in 2 hours and 7 minutes.
That's insane. I wonder what his background was, if he did it say, like I said, I just catching up and I saw that the LA Marathon was won by an American. And one of my friends ran it, but I didn't see what his background was. Like, was he a professional 10K-er?
No,
he
ran D3 cross country, and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta look that up. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because there is such an art to learning how to run it, and for your second marathon.
Yeah, just nuts. A neurologist, I believe, neuroscientist, has come out and said that he can prove that AI is thinking, that it's we've reached the singularity. And I was thinking, and I know that this is it's very naive, but now that we have like ChatGPT and it can do our essays for us and it can it can do all this stuff for us. Like, why can't we just stop now? Just put a pin in it. Thank you. This is great. This is very helpful to everyone. But you don't get to turn us into pets, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it's just not possible.
Well, I mean, even if all of the quote unquote good people out there were like, all right, we're stopping, there are still plenty of people who don't care and don't have any scruples whatsoever who know how to code and how to push these things forward. So I just feel like the genie's kind of out of the bottle.
Yeah.
I feel like AI is going to get stupider, or at least some AI will, like a ChatGPT, because as there's more junk and falsehoods on the internet, like it's already messing up.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't know how to decipher certain truths or lies or what's controversial, what's a fact, what's not.
Yeah, I was listening to a whole hour on it over the weekend on NPR, and they had scientists on, and they were saying that AI is absolutely becoming anxious.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
If you feed it too much negative stuff, it will respond in kind.
Yes.
And then they have people like calming the AI down, which is a little terrifying.
Yeah. But is it becoming anxious because it's taking in all of the junk that we've put out there? So like you said, it's just picking up on our anxiety. So when we're calming it down, it'd be like us throwing our calming words out to the internet going, everybody calm down.
Yeah. Evidently, that's exactly it, is that it's taking in the compendium of human experience.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is anxiety and depression and all these different things. So it's reading this and going, I kind of feel like I'm having a panic attack now. So
I feel like soon, I'm not even joking. I know people be like, she doesn't know how it works. You're right. I don't. But I feel like it doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility or even probability that AI will respond with, well, what is truth? You know what I mean? And start having these existential questions, because how could it not? Because you know existential questions and wonderings and ponderings are already in its system.
Yes.
If it's compiled everything that's out there.
Yeah. Crazy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.